From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Commerce Department says the economy grew at a faster annual pace than expected in the final quarter of last year. The rate was 5.7%, but economist Diane Swank of Mesirow Financial says the fairly sharp increase has to do in part with the end of the Cash for Clunkers program that encouraged people to trade in cars.
The majority of the growth came from a slowdown in inventory liquidations as dealers restocked inventories in the wake of Cash for Clunkers, and now that's passed.
Swank says economic growth was there and jobs were not. She feels the economy is losing a little momentum again. Consumers are feeling more positive about the economy. A Reuters University of Michigan survey shows consumer confidence rose to a two-year high this month. But the survey shows most people feel less positive about their personal job prospects and finances than about the economy as a whole. President Obama's unveiling of $8 billion in grants for rail projects across the country is drawing praise from mass transit officials. In the Midwest, a large chunk of the money will be used for a high-speed corridor between St. Louis and Chicago and track upgrades between St. Louis and Kansas City. Here is Adam Allington of St. Louis Public Radio.
All told, $1.1 billion will go toward upgrading Amtrak's Chicago to St. Louis route, enabling 3 to 5 round trips daily at speeds up to 110 miles per hour. $31 million will fund track, bridge, and crossing upgrades between St. Louis and Kansas City. Speaking in St. Louis, Governor Jay Nixon said the investments in rail are the most important regional infrastructure project the Midwest has seen in decades.
You really can't underestimate how extraordinary this moment is. I mean, we've all watched. This is a railroad town. We know that. But this is a step, a transformative step.
Transportation officials would not speculate when any of these projects might be complete, but Governor Nixon assured the press that Missouri's projects are shovel ready. For NPR News, I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.
A winter storm warning continues in Oklahoma, and Michael Cross of member station KOSU reports a state of emergency also continues as freezing rain and snow continue moving across the nation.
The National Weather Service is keeping a winter storm warning in place throughout much of Oklahoma through much of the day. Emergency management officials report that 141,000 homes and businesses are without power because of freezing rain for most of Thursday. Oklahoma's two major airports are canceling dozens of flights this morning after more than 100 flights were canceled yesterday. The freezing precipitation is expected to change to snow later today with accumulations as much as 5 inches. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
The storm is moving toward the southeast today. Stocks are up this morning. This is NPR News. Toyota says it has found a way to fix faulty accelerator pedal mechanisms that prompted it to recall millions of cars and halt production at 6 U.S. plants. Toyota says it is working with employees and suppliers to get new parts into the hands of dealers as quickly as possible and instruct on how to make the repairs. In the meantime, U.S. sales of 8 popular Toyota models are halted, and Toyota is recalling some cars and trucks in Europe and China. Number 2 Japanese car maker Honda is recalling hundreds of thousands of its Fit subcompacts because a defect in a power window switch can cause fires. France says it will not send any more combat troops to Afghanistan, but could send soldiers to train the Afghan police and army. Here's Eleanor Beardsley with more on these developments from Paris.
Speaking after a one-day conference on Afghanistan held in London, French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner reiterated French opposition to adding more troops to fight the Taliban. In a nationally televised address this week, French President Nicolas Sarkozy already announced that France would not send more combat forces. The war in Afghanistan is increasingly unpopular in France. France has 3,500 troops in Afghanistan and just last year buttressed those forces. Other NATO nations have promised an additional 7,000 troops. After the conference, Kouchner also criticized Afghan President Hamid Karzai's assessment that foreign forces need to stay in Afghanistan for up to 15 years. Kouchner said, "We don't have to accept such a long period of battle." The French foreign minister said that the international community wants to begin fighting poverty and bringing about development in Afghanistan. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Software giant Microsoft and online retail pioneer Amazon are both reporting strong quarterly earnings. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.